Lee Zeldin gubernatorial campaign receives key New York GOP endorsements. By Jacob Bliss on April 21, 2021. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, announced his campaign for governor of New York has received numerous endorsements from New York Republican Party county chairs. Zeldin announced he received endorsements from numerous Republican Party chairs across the state of New York. Zeldin's most recent announcements comes as he ramps up a bid to be New York's next governor. Wayne County Republican Party Chairwoman Marianne Nicosia McCarthy said she would endorse Zeldin since corruption, abuse, and intimidation are the status quo in Albany under Governor Andrew Cuomo. She added, "We can't stand idly by while Cuomo and a liberal majority continue to make Albany fiscally and morally bankrupt." Yates County Republican Party Chairman Jack Prendergast said he's delighted to endorse Zeldin's run. He added the cost of living is out of control. Crime is through the roof, and our economy is still placed under needless lockdown. Albany needs real leaders who will reverse our state's decline and restore New York State to prosperity. Seneca County Republican Party Chairman Tom Fox said he is endorsing Zeldin since his state's government has been plagued by Andrew Cuomo's lies, abuse, and cover-ups. New Yorkers have lost faith in their government and their leaders. He believes Zeldin has proven himself to be a man of integrity that New Yorkers can trust to do the right thing for our state. Schuyler County Republican Party Chairman Larry Jane said that New York, under Cuomo's direction, has been a series of threats, scandals, lies, cover-ups, intimidation, and higher taxes. Jane said, during Cuomo's three terms, he has steered the state in the wrong direction and left the New Yorkers to pay. He continued, New Yorkers are being taxed out of their homes. Law enforcement are under attack, and we have a governor focused on investigations and an impeachment hearing. With Zeldin as governor, he will help to support small businesses, cut taxes, and support our police and first responders, and help our state, he said. Allegheny County Republican Party Chairman Dwight McKeeley said he is endorsing Zeldin since he is still up for our police when radical Democrats wanted to defund them, has delivered for our veterans and seniors in Albany and Washington, and will help put New York State back on the right track. Zeldin will continue to stand up for law enforcement, fight for lower taxes, and make it easier for our seniors to stay in their homes, he remarked. Steuben County Republican Party Chairman Joe Semplinksy said, Cuomo has been an absolute disaster for New York. The one-party rule the Democrats have are putting our communities in harm's way while they try to find new ways to put more taxes on hard-working New Yorkers to fund their radical agenda. Semplinksy is endorsing Zeldin because too many New York families are finding it harder and harder to afford the place they call home. Later adding, Zeldin will be fiscally responsible and look out for the wallets of New Yorkers. Livingston County Republican Party Chairman John Power said he is endorsing Zeldin since he has a proven track record of delivering real results for his constituents when it comes to standing with our law enforcement, fighting to lower taxes, and protecting veterans and seniors. Adding, I am confident he will do the same and more for all New Yorks as our next governor. Additionally, on Tuesday night Zeldin also announced the endorsement of Schenectady County Republican Party Chairman Christopher Coetzel. Coetzel said, New York is headed in the wrong direction. Single-party rule in Albany has led to higher taxes, higher crime rates, and droves of residents having to leave their families and sell their homes. He added, Lee has a plan to cut taxes, protect our communities, support our police, get our children back to school, and more, to save our state. Zeldin formally announced he is running for governor in 2022 at the beginning of April, amid a slew of scandals by current Governor Cuomo. Zeldin said that losing is not an option and emphasized the importance of turning things around in New York.